الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دوشك الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Quba for approximately 3 days, and after that he continued his journey towards Madinatul Munawwara. Before reaching the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed from the tribe of Banu Salim. Banu Salim were Ansari companions, very pious people who had embraced Islam and had great love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very hospitable people. And that is why when Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam passed from them, they requested Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that some time must be given to them, like how Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave time to the people of Quba. They said that it would not be fair for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam just to pass from the tribes of Banu Salim towards Madinatul Munawwara. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, accepted their request. Some of the mu'arrikheen say that Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'arrikheen as in historians, they have said that Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for approximately 24 hours. And the day that fell on that 24 hour was the night of Thursday, as in Jumairat, following the day of Jumu'ah. And their love of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was accepted and will be remembered throughout Islamic history. Because why Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the tribe of Banu Salim, that is the time Allah commanded him to perform Salatul Jumu'ah. And that is the first Jumu'ah that had taken place in the tribe of Banu Salim. That is why until today there is a masjid there standing, and the name of that masjid is Masjid al-Jumu'ah. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his Jumu'ah there, and Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave his first khutbah for Salatul Jumu'ah there on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. After performing Salatul Jumu'ah, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted them all again and left towards Madinatul Munawwara. Some people feel that after Salatul Jumu'ah, it's a holiday and we should not work. And that is not right in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, just today, the surah that was recited in Salatul Jumu'ah, فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. A Muslim works hard all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made namaz farz when it is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Namaz is farz. The rules and regulations apply to a Muslim all the time, from the time of puberty until his death. Only in the case of the woman, and that is the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are responsible people. But there is no doubt, alhamdulillah, Muslim countries should take pride in making the day of Friday a national holiday. Like how the kuffar have their own holiday, Sunday, nobody works except for the Muslims, they open up their shops. We open up our shops, don't we, on a Sunday. But generally, alhamdulillah, there is holiday, and I think it's after looking at the Asians, you know, you even get town centers open on Sundays now for a few hours. But before that was not the case, isn't it? But in Muslim countries, alhamdulillah, I think we need that. On a Friday, we should have that holiday which we have in some of the Muslim countries in the Arab part of the world. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued his journey after performing Salatul Jumu'ah in the tribe of Banu Salim. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on his qaswa, on that camel. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was behind him. How honorable this great man must be. What a great honor given to him. Whilst Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing hijrat and entering the city of Madinatul Munawwara, Siddiq Akbar is sitting behind Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same camel. Everyone around, majority of the Ansari companions left Madinatul Munawwara to greet Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. They walked it all the way to the tribe of Banu Salim. Some met Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Masjid Quba. All of them were with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. What a day that must be. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala and says that everything in Madinatul Munawwara at that time was with Noor. Everything was in full illumination. Everything we could see around us, the mountains, the trees, everything. It was like light and light everywhere. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the city of Madinatul Munawwara, the young girls of Banu Najjar were singing that famous poetry. See? Can see him? طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَّةِ الْوِضَىٰ وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا. And they were singing, جَاءَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ جَاءَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ. The messenger of Allah has come, the messenger of Allah has come. جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. حَضْرَةِ نَبِيِّ كَرِيمُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ has come. That is the reason Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has given his opinion. He says that Madinatul Munawwara as a city is more virtuous than even Makkatul Mukarrama. That is his opinion. One of the reasons he gives Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, a great faqih. One person said to me, Maulana, what about this Salafi people? What about this Salafi people? What is the aqidah of the Salafiyun? Well, the Salafi people reject taqleed. The taqleed of Imam Abu Hanifa and the taqleed of Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Imam Malik. But yet, unfortunately, they follow other scholars and they come up with the fifth Imam, and that is okay for them. People like Sheikh Albani or other scholars, and they follow their fatawa. And Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh. And alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we have great pride in following the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, and if someone is following the fiqh of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, subhanallah al-azim. If someone is a Hanbali who's following the fiqh of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, again that is, he is on the straight path. But when you deviate from taqleed, you are walking on thin ice. Allahu Akbar. Very, very dangerous. The Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi gives his opinion. He says Madinatul Munawwara is the only city which was conquered without any form of force. Makkatul Mukarrama, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make a lot of jihad. Baytul Muqaddas, the Ardh-e-Sham, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Morocco, and all the other Muslim countries we have today, there was some form of force, but not with the city of Madinatul Munawwara. The Ansari companions accepted Iman well before even Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. One must remember that the 13-year period of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam in Makkatul Mukarrama, his mission was only one. And that was Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. To invite the people towards Islam, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 13-year period of Makkatul Mukarrama, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not explain to them the masail of Hajj or the masail of Zakat. Individually, if somebody came, it was different. But generally, emphasis was only in giving them da'wah. That was the challenge. Because the mushrikeen were there. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam argued with them in a rational way, explaining to them why Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, is so important. Why is it so important? Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, the mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he became the minister of treasury for Egypt, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض, the financial minister of that country, he became the Malik of Egypt, the king of Egypt. And the prophecy that is mentioned even in the Quran, that the country of Egypt will be hit with famine and drought. At that time, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to the Malik, that give me, allow me that position, that post. And this is what Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam did. He stocked up all the food items, and that would suffice for the people of Egypt and also those who were living on the outskirts of Egypt for that period of time when Egypt will be affected by famine and drought. When Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam personally was distributing food to the people, if the fuqara and the masakin came who did not have money, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam would take that responsibility himself and distribute food to them free of charge. Some of the Mufassirin would say that he himself would pay on behalf of them. Until one day, this young boy came to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, baligh, when I say a boy, he came to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and says, Hazrat, I am a miskeen, a fakir. I have no money to pay you, I need food. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told the workers that were there, give him the load of food, the standard requirements which was given to the people at that time. And he says, no, this is not enough for me. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him, bhai, ek to aadmi ko muft mil raha hai, honey. And then he's being very choosy and picky. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a prophet, and he says, okay, this is not enough for you. Second load was given to him, food. Third load was given to him. He says, Hazrat, this is still not enough for me. I need much more. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, I've given you more than enough. I have not given to any individual that amount which I have given to you. And he looked at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he says, Hazrat, if you knew how I am related to you and who I really am, you will want to give me everything what you have stocked up. And this is the truth. When you don't know someone, when someone is an alien to you, sometimes you want to turn your face away from him. But the minute some connections are made, I know him from Africa, I know him from there, oh mashallah, I met you at Hajj, mashallah, subhanallah, connections are made. And this is the fitrat of insan. Look after that man, I know him, subhanallah. And this is why when the companions wanted to gift Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam with something, they would wait for that night in which Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would spend that night with his wife Hazrat Aisha. Azwaj mutahara to bahut thi. But when it was the turn of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there was a queue on the doorstep of the hujra of Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And whatever the companions wanted, if there was a no before and they expected a yes from Huzur alayhi salam, they would come and say, Ya Rasulullah, what is your opinion? And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was always in a good mood. And they knew that. And sometimes they would send those companions who were very, very close to Huzur alayhi salam for shifarish. Hazrat Osama would go, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would go, Hazrat Umar Farooq was that character who would go individually himself, and he would do what he decided, subhanAllah. That was the close love connection that he had with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the fitrat. So he said, if you knew who I was or who I am to you, then you would give me everything. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam looked at him and said, then who are you? Again, one must Allah from here. The aqaid of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, it's very important that we understand that Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, generally, we cannot generalize for them to have ilmul ghaib. Mutlakan, they have the knowledge of the unseen. Generally, you cannot generalize that. It is only through revelation that knowledge is given to them. And Allamul Ghuyub, the one who has knowledge of the unseen in its totality, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, said to him, could not recognize him, then who are you? He says, Hazrat, I am that child who was in the cradle when Zalikha accused you for zina, and you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone knows that you are free from the blame that is coming to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the power in me to speak out, and I defended you whilst I was a child, a baby in the cradle, and I said that no, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is free from the accusations of Zalikha. I am that child. And when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam heard of that, and this story is even mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ لَهُ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. In that page, Surah Yusuf, that entire story is mentioned and recorded. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam stood up, embraced him and hugged him. He said, SubhanAllah, at the right time you testified for me, you defended me. And he said to his khuddam, take him and give him whatever amount of food he wants, and help him load everything on the animal. And a team was with him to accompany him, to escort him until his area of living. SubhanAllah, after a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Yusuf alayhi salam that your distribution was perhaps unfair, that who you knew, you were prepared to give him everything. And that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nabi, he says, Ya Allah, I wanted to give him to my capacity. Ya Allah, he was that child who defended me from that grave sin, that accusation of zina. He is the one who spoke out. And he testified that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is the truthful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Yusuf alayhi salam, O Yusuf, when he defended you, you became so happy that you wanted to give him everything that was in your capacity. Then you be a witness. Those people who testify to my oneness, that Allah is only one, on the day of Qiyamah, I shall give them to my capacity. Agar aap de rahe hai, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam ko kaha, to maidan-e-hashr mein main apni shaan ke mutabik us aadmi ko nawazun. SubhanAllah. And this is the barakat of what? Tawheed. This is the barakat of believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. SubhanAllah. Iman in this day and age is great ni'mah. And we have to look after that iman. We are living in a time when a person will wake up in the morning, he will be a mu'min, and he will spend that evening in the condition of kufr. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ya'ti ala al-nasi zamanun as-sabiru ala deenihi qalqabizi ala al-jamal. Iman is great ni'mah, my respected brothers. We have to take advantage of it, of everything that is around us. good actions in the time of Harun Rashid Rahmatullah Alayh. His wife was Zubaydah. Harun Rashid Rahmatullah Alayh was very, very pious. In the night once he was walking with his wife, and there was this famous Majzub who was known as Bahlul. Hazrat Bahlul Rahmatullah Alayh. Bahlul was there sitting, and he had mud all around him, and he was trying to make something with that mud. Harun Rashid saw him and he says, "Bahlul, what are you doing?" He says, "I am building a castle, a palace for someone from mud, mitti se ek bangla wo bana raha." And he was Majzub, and these are, subhanallah, those who are closely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Harun Rashid said to him that, "What kind of a palace is this?" He says, "Well, if anyone is to buy this palace from me, I shall make a dua that Allah should give him a palace in Jannah." And Hazrat Bahlul said to him that, "Harun, are you prepared to buy this palace from me?" Hazrat Bahlul said to him, "It's only for one dirham." "How much?" "One dirham is right." And Harun Rashid thought that, again, Bahlul is in one of his moods, Majzub. "What is one dirham?" "Nothing." He did not pay any attention. But sometimes when a man does not pay attention, the woman does. The woman does. And Zubaydah was behind in her full hijab. Of course, he was a great man, Harun Rashid. Very pious man. And Zubaydah heard that here Bahlul is selling something, a palace, for one dirham. And Harun Rashid rejected the offer. Harun Rashid turned his face a bit, and Zubaydah said, Bahlul was Majzub, old in age. He says, "Bahlul, do me a favor. I have got one dirham and I want to buy it." Zubaydah gave him one dirham, and Bahlul said, "I will make dua for you." And Bahlul lifted up the hand and said, "Ya Allah, give her a palace in Jannat." Allah ke wali hote mere aziz, nek log hote. That night when both Zubaydah and Harun Rashid went back to the place where they were living, Hazrat Harun Rashid Rahmatullah Alayhi saw in his dream that he is in Jannat. But ye khab dekhna ke wo Jannat mein hai, ye bhi to ek ni'mat hai. Even to get close to the gates of Jannat is something. For him to see that he is in Jannat. And he saw in his dream this beautiful, beautiful palace. And there was this beautiful gate there which says Zubaydah Residence. What does it say? Not the White House, huh? White House, kya hai, brothers? White House, what white? White should be your heart. And not white as in color, as in pure, your heart. So Zubaydah Residence, when he saw that this palace belongs to Zubaydah, he says, "Oh, oh gee, what is the wife is mine?" MashaAllah. Was tempted straight away to open up the gates and to see this beautiful, beautiful palace. Oh, Jannat ka palace. Harun Rashid came, "MashaAllah, this palace belongs to my pious wife. Maybe Allah has blessed her. And if Allah blesses her, Allah will bless me." He tried to open up the doors. As he tried to put the first step in that area, in that court, forecourt, the angels pushed him out from here. "Because this palace belongs to my wife." So the angel says, "Yes, this palace belongs to your wife, not to you." "Not to you. This palace was bought by your wife Zubaydah for one dirham, which you rejected. So I am sorry, you can't come." Now, when the angels shut the door on him, he woke up. Allahu Akbar. When he woke up, Subhanallah. Straight away he saw Zubaydah was sleeping. He said, what do I do? First thing tomorrow morning, go and look for Bahlul again. Maulvi ke mutalik puri zindagi ghibat ki bhai. Puri zindagi. Maulvi aisa, Maulvi aisa, Maulvi aisa, Maulvi aisa. Janaze ka waqt ho to Maulvi ko bulao. Mayyat ko sulana hai, Maulvi ko bulao. Nikah karni hai, Maulvi ko bulao. Koi masla hai to Maulvi ko bulao. Haj mein jana hai ji, Maulvi ke saath jao. Lekin puri zindagi Maulvi kharab. Allah, kaisi zehniyat hamari ho gayi. Early in the morning, Harun Rashid said, let me go and look for Bahlul. Bahlul was a great alim. First thing, when he woke up, he went to look for Bahlul. Look for Bahlul everywhere in his kingdom. Bahlul was never, nowhere to be found. Until someone said to him, oh, Bahlul is there again sitting. And as usual, usually nowadays, what he is doing is building mud houses. So he says, are you sure? He says, yes. He goes, where is he? He says, there. He says, okay, straight away Harun Rashid. Now here the king is going to him. Now Harun Rashid goes to him and saw Bahlul there again, mashallah, building the house, the palace. He says, Bahlul, salam alaikum. Bahlul looked at him and says, wa alaikum salam. What are you doing, Bahlul? He says, again, I'm selling these houses. Anybody wants to buy it? I will make a dua for him that Allah will give him a beautiful palace in Jannah. So, very anxious, without even asking him the price, Hazrat Harun Rashid rahmatullah alayhi took 1 dirham out from his pocket and says, here Bahlul, take 1 dirham. Bahlul looked at him and says, who told you this palace belongs for 1 dirham? Because my wife bought this from you for 1 dirham. He says, your wife bought it from me for 1 dirham without looking at her residence in Jannat. You want to buy this palace from me whilst you have seen this palace in your dreams in Jannat? The prices have shot up. The prices are? Ab Masjid Umar ki imarat jab nahi bani na, tab jo hai, jinhone ghar khareed liya mushtaq ki tarah, mashallah Allah usko abad rakhe, and all the brothers, these people are great people, them and the rest of the team, mashallah, who work so hard for the house of Allah. Allah bless them all, so many people here. Don't get offended if I take one person's name and another person down, because Allah is the one to reward everyone. So, and the minute this masjid, mashallah, was completed, that house which you could buy for 50, 60,000, 70, now it's 150,000. So he says, now your wife bought it by dekhe baghair, bin dekhe. That is quality iman, to bring faith in Allah without looking. That is why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is known as Siddiq. Like how Medina was conquered without any form of force. Iman entered the heart of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq without any form of proof that he asked Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. The word lima did not exist for him. He says, your wife did not argue. That is why the house prices were cheap. So Harun Rashid said to Bahlul, then Bahlul, what is the price of the house? He says, the price of this mud house is your entire kingdom. Allah. If you sell your entire kingdom to me, I will make dua for you. What do you think Harun Rashid was to do? Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the power of Iman, my respected brothers. To play your cards right at the right time. Allah Rabbul Alameen ko razi kar lena mauke par. That is Islam. That is Ni'mah. That is the teaching of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the sifat of the companions when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ja'a Nabiyullah, Ja'a Rasulullah. In the hadith it comes that some of the Abyssinians were there from Africa who were living in Madinatul Munawwara. When they came from Abyssinia, they were masters in archery. And archery is connected to jihad. So when Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the Abyssinians displayed a show of archery for Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on his camel with Siddiq Akbar behind, and the Abyssinians were there showing Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam the mastery they have in archery. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam acknowledged the fun, the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Some of the muhaddithin, mu'arrikhin have said that because archery is connected to self-defense, that is why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took time out and witnessed that entire event. That is why it is important for every Muslim youth, mashaAllah, to book themselves in the Laya Center or any other centers and mashaAllah learn how to do karate, like how the Sikh community works very, very hard when it comes to self-defense. It is the duty of every Muslim, mashaAllah. Every Muslim. The speaker is weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Anybody who's got the time, mashaAllah, should do all the self-defense because it is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun min al-mu'mini al-za'if. The mu'min who is physically strong, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, in a way he is better than that mu'min who is physically weak. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. All of them were around the Qaswa camel, hoping that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam will stop here and they will have the opportunity to look after Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Ansari companions, "Da'uha fa innahu ma'muratun." They don't touch my camel. It was difficult for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam to even walk. The camel was loose, and Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wherever the camel stays, that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me to stay, and I will be his guest." Subhanallah, slowly, the camel walked in all areas of Madinatul Munawwara. In all areas of Madinatul Munawwara until it entered the area of Banu Najjar. And Banu Najjar are maternally related to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah ta'ala, if Allah wills, we will continue with this subject inshaAllah next week. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dushit Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم إنا نسألك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.